Welcome to The Gaily Show. I'm Jake Hook.
And I'm Graeme Davis.
And we are live in Weston-super-Mare.
In the Proud Bar.
In the Proud Bar. On tonight's show, what can you say in bed and at Christmas dinner?
Ooh, I don't know. What can you say in bed and at Christmas dinner? 9 things you shouldn't eat if you're going to bottom tonight, yes?
And these are very good conversation starters. We'll bring in that up.
Absolutely. And do you know what day it is today?
But all of that is after this. If you enjoy what we do and you want to support us, please head on over to thegayuk.com/support, where you can donate a tiny, small, insignificant amount to keep us live on the air.
Absolutely. Your donations help us keep the lights on, pay for the broadband, and keep our tootsies warm during the winter months. So simply go to thegayuk.com/support. Good evening, Weston Supermare.
Right.
Live.
We are live.
You can't see them, but they are gorgeous. Look at them all.
We have got people on Facebook Live, and we have got people live here in the bar.
Oh, it's a live show.
It's a live show.
It's a little bit scary, actually.
I'm actually bricking it. Let's face
really?
It. Yes, let's face it.
Is it just the jumper?
Yes. Why are we wearing these jumpers?
Because we've left London, and it's freezing. We haven't got the London smog anymore.
Oh, I'm not quite sure what to do with all this fresh air.
I know.
I picked one out earlier. It was green.
Oh.
Not black.
Well, that's novel.
yes. So, anyway, it was someone's birthday at the beginning of the week.
It was. It was my birthday.
If you were watching, then you'll know.
Thank you for all the cards. Thank you.
There we go.
Now, all drinks appreciated.
One of the things that we love about Christmas, birthdays, you know, any kind of event, Graham's mother is a bit of a crafter.
She is. She loves making cards.
I do believe that's what they're called in that community.
Crafters.
She spends all day on QVC, doesn't she?
She does. The things she doesn't buy.
And she buys stencils and things like to make cards. And they are pretty wonderful.
Go on, show some of the cards that I've had over the years. We've dug these out for you.
Christmas past.
Should I hold them up?
Yeah. Here we go.
Look at this one. It's got... See, they love this one. This is a Christmas card. It says Merry Christmas. There's a couple of mice on there and some.
That's nothing says Christmas like mice, does it?
I know. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? It's got this one's got actual fir cone pieces on it.
This one was for me. This one's got a motorcycle on the front. Quite clearly, she knows me very well. I mean, it's only been 14 years. Christ.
Oh, I know. It's been a long time.
And you know, and it's very nice and this one.
Oh, this one's pretty. It says, "Let it snow." It's another Christmas card from a few years ago. It's got Christmas trees. You can see that one. Look at that one. Isn't that beautiful?
And she's gone to town with that one because that's got cutouts, that has. That's
expensive. She has. And bits that stick out.
That's a bit amazing.
Decoupage, I think it's called.
This one is particularly good because it's got a window in it. I mean, you haven't had a card until you've had a card with a window.
So, classy cards up
to now. Classy cards up until this point.
Until my birthday this year. And I'm going to show you what she sent me. She sent me this.
Now, Graham, what's on the front of that?
It's a sniper. A happy birthday sniper on the front of a card that says, "Thinking of you, son." I mean, who sends someone a birthday card with a sniper on the front? What's more disturbing is that she's seen this on QVC and thought that sniper would make a beautiful card for someone one day. And it was me.
One day. For your birthday?
For my birthday.
Have you been conscripted?
Oh, I don't know.
Right. Anyway, actually, that was just vamping.
We were vamping. So what's our first topic of this evening?
Right. This evening's first topic is, what can you say in bed and at Christmas dinner? What with Christmas coming up and all? We just thought there'd be some nice kind of conversation starters. So we went on Facebook. Thank you very much, Facebook. And we asked this question. And I tell you what... filth.
Absolute pure filth, wasn't it? There's a lot of stuffing on there.
Lots of stuffing and talking about moist.
Hello, Leslie. Thank you for joining us, by the way, again. We are live in Weston-super-Mare. It's only 7:30 already pissed, aren't they? So, yes, we've got some of our favourite quotes. So we have from Mark Henry Rowan said, "It's a bit dry." I suppose you could say that in bed, couldn't you? It's a bit dry. And at Christmas dinner.
Only if you wanted a slap.
Probably. Aaron Jamie said, "That tastes like shit." That's a bit... someone said that to me.
If you were saying that in bed, I'd...
You'd be a bit worried. Ellis Robinson said, "Do you think it needs more glaze?" Galin said, my sauce over your pudding. Winky face. He put a winky face on that one.
Good. That's very nice. Because that just makes it just a little bit more adult friendly. I mean, family friendly. You know, nothing says family friendly with a little wink.
Joshua said, your meat is so succulent. Nathaniel said, shut up and eat.
Oh, I like
he's
that.
He's a bit of a dom, isn't he?
That's Stand a bit Nathaniel. Aggressive. I like that.
He didn't say where he's from.
But can you imagine going around to someone's Christmas and going, shut up and eat?
That's my dad. My dad, for timings, is... Don't get me stuck. My whole family's weird. My dad, I tell you, if he's ready to serve food and you're not there to eat it, burning your mouth on his food, then you're out. He'll let you know. Brian King said, now to mop up the gravy. Now there's a euphemism.
Honestly, Facebook, you are dirty.
Cole said the skin was extra crispy.
Who says that? Who says that in bed?
Well, that skin was a bit extra crispy tonight. You need some more glazing, apparently. The winner was Gaz Golding. He had a whole list. He said, I'll rattle through these. I've been looking forward to this all day. Didn't touch the sides. I'm so up for seconds. If I have any more, I'm going to explode. It's basically a spit roast. I don't like breast.
Fair enough.
Where do you want it? All over. Excuse me while I use my fingers. Oh, please.
Oof.
And finally, I always keep the room for the sweet stuff. Oh, I always keep room for the sweet stuff. So there you go. What have you been saying in the bedroom as well as you can say over Christmas dinner?
Well, I'm not coming to any of theirs for Christmas.
No,
if that's
no, it's
the
off
kind
the
of
cards.
Language, I swear to God.
Off the cards.
You should spend Christmas around the Davies, honestly.
Oh, it's manic.
It's military. Oh, that starts to make sense.
Birthday sniper. Right.
Going on from yesterday, now, we reported on that Facebook is banning various things that you can and can't say about yourself, including your preferences, your sexual preferences.
Can't say it anymore on Facebook, can you?
You can't tell them whether you're a top, whether you're a bottom, whether you're a side. Basically, Facebook is saying, if it's going to lead to sex, don't do it on Facebook. So we've decided...
to talk about bottoming.
Brilliant. Ha! Facebook. Watch us being cut off now. Right. Okay. If you are planning to bottom this evening, I'm sure we don't need to discuss or explain what that means in this room. Oh, right.
They've all gone very quiet.
They're like, what are they doing in Western Supermare? This is a classy place. You can't talk about these things here. But we are. Right. So here's the things you need to keep off if you're planning to get frisky.
Get frisky tonight.
Right. So hummus.
Hummus. Yes, that's a key thing. Keep off hummus.
Because it makes you gassy. Very, very, very gassy. It's the chickpeas.
I don't really like hummus anyway.
It's the chickpeas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that's actually second on the list. Chickpeas. I took a long time writing this, you can tell.
I don't like chickpeas either.
Now, beans is also not a good one, because you know the rhyme. Beans, beans, good for your heart. The more you eat,
the more you fart.
Brilliant. So you just... Thank you. So we want to stay off that. That's not a good one. Fizzy drinks. Now, I would have thought that fizzy drinks wouldn't have necessarily affected...
Well, no, because you like a fizzy drink, don't you?
What are you trying to insinuate? We are live. My mother might be watching.
I thought she listened.
Yes, carbonated drinks will blow up your intestine like a balloon. So if you're out drinking...
Make sure it's alcoholic and not fizzy.
Make sure that you stick with wine or cocktails. We've got cocktails on tonight, haven't we?
We have. We've got loads of cocktails on this evening.
In fact, I've seen the sugared rims.
There's a lovely sugared rim over there.
They've spent all morning and evening sugaring their rims, which is good. Right, there's certain green veg you can't eat, apparently.
Oh, really? Like what?
Yeah. So, cauliflower.
Right.
Brussels.
Mm.
Kale.
Mm.
They're all known to cause the digestive system to become gassy.
I agree with that. I've
oats,
had them all.
Oats. Not so good. They are good for your digestion, but they're also known to cause flatulence.
Oof.
Oof. And meat. particularly red meat, sits in the stomach and the intestines for ages and takes a long time to digest.
So basically, you can't eat anything.
Yeah, screwed, basically.
Is that what they're saying?
And if you're looking for something to drink...
See, Peter loves his fizzy drinks. Peter, you're going to be in trouble.
Well, don't bottom tonight. Meds. Now, there are certain meds that will actually make you... a bit ill downstairs, particularly. So don't come off them if you've been prescribed them. That's a very important tip.
Dr. Hook.
Go and see your GP and say, these ones aren't agreeing with me. And the last thing on the list, you'll be so happy, coffee.
Coffee? I love a coffee.
Yeah. Too much of that stuff will give you the runs.
I have at least 8 coffees every day. I do.
Stay clear.
Just to put up this one.
Right. Okay, moving on. How are we doing for time? Oh, this one doesn't say...
Oh, we're rattling through, I think.
I actually can't read that comment out.
Okay, so what else have we got on the list? The best conversation starters.
Right. So, if you're out bottoming tonight...
and you're having trouble talking to people...
And you need a conversation starter...
Why am I wearing a scarf? It's like 40 degrees in here. I'm sweltering.
Graham has these ideas. Before we start the show, he goes, do you know what we should wear today? And I'm like...
Do you like them, though? Look, we're matching.
Now, where did these come from?
No comment from the audience there.
Where did these come from? What are we modelling today? It's like viscous.
Came from the Natural History Museum, these.
Oh, Nash. Thank you very much.
Just like your face.
Did we pay for them?
No, we didn't pay for them.
So thank you very much. Right. Okay. Now, face-to-face conversations are becoming a bit of a thing of the past, apparently.
I totally agree.
Thank God. Because high-tech devices are meaning that we're spending more time looking at our phones than actually interacting with each other. A survey of 2,000 Brits found that 54% think the rise of technology now means there's fewer personal face-to-face conversations than there were 5 years ago.
So 50% people don't talk to each other anymore.
Basically.
Face to face.
Which is a problem with the gay bars, because everyone's on the Grindr. You need to get yourself to a gay bar.
Absolutely.
What are you doing? Watching Facebook.
Come down.
Come down. Right. So this research was done by Novotel, and their spokesperson, Becky Spellman, said... Technology has made our lives more convenient and we're supposedly more connected than ever before, but research suggests despite having more ways to interact with one another, we are beginning to feel absence of particular connection we experience when speaking face to face. So,
that's true.
She's come up with a list of topics.
Oh, here we go.
Brexit isn't one.
Oh, thank God.
Nor Trump.
So what's the top tip then for meeting someone face-to-face for the first time?
Bottoming. No. The weather.
Oh, please. It's piddling down outside.
You could do better than that. Sport.
Who talks about sport? Does anyone in this room talk about sport? Zero. 0% in this bar talk about sport.
No, we've got one cricket.
One cricket.
And that's just not the sound of the bad jokes.
I know, we get plenty of crickets.
News and current events, music, family, work, food, romantic relationships.
And this is a good conversation starter.
Apparently. Now, she's actually gone into detail.
Oh, please,
lucky
don't.
Lucky you. Right, apparently we're making Peter laugh.
Oh, well, there's one person.
Well, if you like what we do, you can always go to thegayuk.com/support. Right. Okay. Most people, apparently, are interesting, she says.
Really? They've clearly never met my brother, because my brother is the dullest person on earth. And I know he won't be watching this, because he barely even talks to me anymore. I only just got his address the other day.
Has this become a Davis slap-up?
Yeah. Slag the whole family off. Why not?
Do you know that this is going to be the only show they ever watch?
Probably. That's going to be a very bleak Christmas.
Now, most people enjoy talking about themselves, so it's a good idea to start asking people a few questions about their interests.
Why did you decide to wear that jumper?
Because you told me to.
There you go. Conversation, people.
We've started it. Bottoming is next. Right. Everyone that you know is interesting. Did you know everybody's interesting? Becky says. Again, Phil.
Phil is not interesting. Can I tell a current conversation with my brother? When I call him, it's like this. Hi, Phil. Hiya. You all right? Yeah. What are you up to? Nothing much, really. All right. And that's it. For the last 10 years, that is the only conversation I've had with my brother.
And I'm usually sitting there going,
He knows who I'm talking to.
And I'm like, wind it up, shall I call you?
Let's talk about the weather next time.
But maybe that's what you think. Everybody's interesting, Graham. You just need to get to know him after all these years.
Well, it's only been 30 several.
Right. Remember that you, dear listener, watcher, are interesting. Remember, people, you are interesting, fascinating, with lots to share. Just be careful. Some people are reluctant to start a conversation because they worry that they're not interesting enough. Becky says, that's nonsense.
It is nonsense, but then some people you just don't want to approach, do you?
And then the last tip she's got, she's got two more. One is establish common ground. So if you both like something, you both hate something, just start talking about it. Do you like this show?
Oh, it's riveting tonight, I tell you. She's, what's her name? Becky.
Becky.
Where's she from?
Novotel.
Novotel.
Yes.
Does she have friends?
She's very interesting. And the last one, which I actually think is probably one of the most important ones, and in fact something we could all learn, is don't rush to judgment. Because if you make assumptions on people, let me finish. Do you remember we discussed this in the car?
We did. Yeah. I'm not allowed to interrupt.
I give the advice, and then Graham says something funny. Shut up. Honestly, if you try and start a conversation with someone, but you've already made up a series of assumptions about them because of the way they are dressed, their accent, their body language, shut up, or whatever, you are already creating a barrier between you. So let your barriers down. No, not too hard.
Oh, no, I've had Brussels.
Yes. So that's basically how to start a conversation if you hadn't been living on this planet for any amount of time. Right.
Well, talking about conversations, do you know what day it is today?
Friday.
No, it's not just Friday. You know I love a day. Last week it was National Cranberry Day. We talked about that. Then it was followed by National Eat a Cranberry Day. Well, today is National Cotton Candy Day.
Now, the interesting thing about National Cotton Candy Day...
You can't even say it, can you?
I can't even say it, and I haven't even been drinking. Is who it was created by.
It was created by a dentist. And I'd love to tell you his name, but I can't find the sheet of paper for it written on.
I tell you, here you go.
Oh, there we go. Dentist William Morrison and a confectioner, John C. Wardle, on the 7th of December in 1897, introduced the mechanical spun cotton candy machine. So there you go. You learn something. It's educational as well as show.
You keep chucking this paper on the floor. There's more stuff.
I know, but I don't need the rest of the stuff because it's National Bartender's Day.
There is actually an appreciation day for bartenders.
So I think we should give a round of applause to our bartenders this evening.
Now, is there advice?
There is advice. They give you advice as well as websites on how to commemorate the day. And they say there are many different ways you could go about celebrating this day, but all of them boil down to the same idea, showing some appreciation and gratitude to the bartenders that you've met in your life that have helped make your unpleasant evenings better by listening to what you had to say about the weather when nobody else would. You see, it all links. Conversational starters. Bartenders are... I used to be a bartender. I've been a bartender in many bars. In fact, in one of them, I got told off for being the high turnover in staff.
Was it HR?
It was HR.
You were HR.
I was HR. I was all the roles.
Peter has joined us. He says it's payday today, so get yourself down to the bar.
Go on then, Peter. Let's see you.
He says Grindr has taken over. He lives in Wolverhampton and wish we could go over.
So, oh, we're open till 2, Peter.
So pop over.
You can get from Wolverhampton
far.
Very quick.
Where's Wolverhampton from here? It's only a few miles. Everything's close. Couple of hours. You'd be here before closing.
Join us for lasties.
Yes. So, I think... That is all we've got time
for. Is this all we're going to whisper on tonight? Well, so all we can say is thank you for joining us live within Weston-super-Mare. Remember, if you would like to download this podcast, you can on any podcast platform.
And if you have and you are listening on a podcast, please rate and review something nice because we're racing up that chart.
Oh, we are.
Yes.
I keep saying we're at number one, but that's only in our chart.
It's a very localised office-based chart.
The perks are good, though.
Okay. Right. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Have a great evening, and do make yourselves all available to Weston Supermare at Proud Bar.
Get yourself down to Proud Bar. Thank
good
you
night.
Very much.
What are you wearing?
Something you told me to.